Kansas State Nation, this is another episode right here of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out here in Manhattan. Oh, I'm going to keep it out here in Kansas City, Missouri. Eddie Greer, happy Friday, K-State Nation. June 19th, 2026. I'm here in Kansas City, Missouri. I am going to Manhattan tomorrow. Take it back for a minute, but I will be in Manhattan for this weekend. So there is that. All things K-State sports, whether that is coming up, the era of Colin Klein, the football season, the football team, KC Alexander, the men's basketball team. We got women's sports on deck, soccer, women's volleyball, women's basketball, of course, and so much more. We just got done wrapping up the calendar year athletically for K-State in 2025-26 as we now kind of slowly and surely and quickly get ready for the football season. Lord willing, it's your very first time listening to the show. Thank you so much again for listening to the show. And of course, I would mess that up on the show. It is Friday, so, and yes, kind of scaling back the coverage, the postings currently, but the weekend, and it's Friday, and it's one more Friday closer to the K-State 2026 football season. I will be finishing up the schedule at some point this morning, but this is going to be first on tap because all I keep seeing, and hey, it's a good thing, K-State football head coach, new head coach Colin Klein, to return now. Obviously, we know what he was as a player. We saw his growth and rise as a player, as a quarterback. Obviously, Heisman finalist, Big 12 champion. Now, the return back after a couple years away in at a College Station down there in Texas. But I did want to revisit this. Number one play. We got the number one play in the state. This was several weeks back. I don't know when, because we're grinding with track and field and baseball. And I'm going to apologize right now because I'm probably going to butcher your last name. Sorry about that. But we got them again for, I believe it feels like we've been on a stretch where we've been getting the best player in the state of Kansas, which is good, which is very good. Despite a 6-6 record for K-State last year, and yet, well, of course, it's early in the morning a little bit. It feels like it's 9 o'clock, honestly, but it's not. It's just after 6 a.m. as I record this podcast. I'm already juiced up or cranked up or hyped up. Same damn thing. But if Chris Kleiman would have been still here, or he is still here, but he's now a consultant. all this is just still wild. How this played out. Getting your K-State, we got our guy in Colin Klein, and him and his staff are just rolling right now, recruiting. It seems like every night before I go to bed, something pops up. Oh, we got a 3-star. Oh, we got a 4-star recruit. And this is all towards 2027 class. And this is including Cooper Omenyot. Oh, Onmok. I told you I butchered your last name. So I apologize about that. But Cooper Omenyot, we're going to roll with it here on the show. 4-star recruit. We got him several weeks ago. I don't know the date and all that because we were too focused on what's going on currently with K-State Athletics. But the place brings back fond memories. A city that kind of started off for me. Rebirth, Great Bend, Kansas. Shout out Great Bend, Kansas, home of Bartlett County Community College. How about that? Getting Great Bend a shout out here on this podcast to eat. And man, I am just not in it. I'm just all over the place more than usual. This is the Purple Project Podcast, all this Kansas sports. I am going to record an AG3 show episode later on today as well. So you probably can tell it is Podcast Friday. Friday, so it's like, yes. And a quick shout out real quick. If I don't get around to this weekend, I'd be ashamed about it. It says Father's Day weekend. So an early happy Father's Day to all the K-State dads. I'm going to go ahead and obviously throw myself in there. as well. So, yes, happy Father's Day out there. So, on a K-State, that's if you're a kid, not a K-State fan who's been listening to the show, happy Father's Day to you guys as well for checking it out here for a little bit. So, there's that. Yeah, so I feel like that we've been on a roll getting the top player in the state, which is very, very important, obviously. Not trying to compare anything here. Like, the state of Florida, there's so much talent down in the state of Florida. And I will still pick Florida, and I'm biased because I play football down there back in the heyday. But, look, I put Florida over Texas, over, yeah, sorry, it's what it, we can debate that all day. I'm here for it. Florida, I can debate that. I take y'all over. Even Kansas, for that matter. Look, there's a lot of high school that I don't know about here in the state of Kansas. I'm still learning all these different high schools here in the metro, even here in the metro area in Kansas City. There's a squat ton of high school talent. Now that don't mean it. Look. That's all I'm gonna say is, hey, I'll take Florida talent over Georgia, over Kansas City, over Kansas, over Texas, over California. Yeah. So there's that. But if you were to get the state number one player in the state of Florida, that is humongous. Obviously, because of so much talent. I'm sorry. You don't want to get, I ain't going there. I'm not going there. I'm not doing that. But, there's just so much talent down there in the state, and everybody's talented, and not saying that kid, the state of Kansas is talented too, but the importance of getting them a player, and especially have how you've, it was a down year last year and all that. I have said it over and over, and it happened. 6-6. You wouldn't expect now, if Chris Klieman was still the head man, who knows? we probably would knock out him. But with the change, Colin Klein brings his now his experience being down in SEC, bringing his talent up here. Not up here, but out there in Manhattan, Kansas. It's been something to watch for a little bit from afar over here. And we ain't played no snap yet. We ain't played no snap yet. So when we get this, that's a nice transition. Oh, by the way, yes. The countdown is on September 5th. Nichols kicks off the Colin Klein era at K-State. For the K-State football team, Eddie Greer, Pro Watch Podcast, all things Kansas sports. Yo, yeah, man. I think we got. Now I'm trying to remember. Was that Bill Snyder or was it Chris Klieman that we got Avery Johnson? Because Avery Johnson was the number one player in the state. We got him. I believe Lincoln Kerr. I think it was under Chris Klieman as well. He was the number one player in the state as well. So we got this thing going right now that Lincoln Kerr, I think we were coming off an 8-4 season. We're coming off of a 6-6 season. Avery Johnson, I'm trying to think. I think that was the Big 12 season. I think Avery Johnson was already kind of alleged with K-State. And we have seen his love for K-State obviously continue to grow. Not before he got here. Obviously, and all that, but yeah, so there's that. But so, K-State's got it going on right now, and obviously KU, I mean they've improved and all that, but we still own them and all that. So there's that. But yeah, great Ben Cooper Onmok was ranked according to K-State. Was ranked 304th player nationally. 10th best athlete in the country. And this is, again, he's a part of the 2027 class of K-State, which continues to rapidly grow, it seems like, every day there as well. Alma is a two-way player currently right now for great men. Again, he's going to be part of this awesome 2027 class. Let's see. He's a safety and a wideout on the offensive side of the ball. Safety on the defensive side of the ball. 6 foot, 185 pounds. 52 catches for 755 yards a year ago as a junior there as well. So there's that. And of course, this actually, dude, I don't think we got Ian Premier. Now that name sounds very, very familiar. Ian Premier. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That does sound familiar now because, yeah, I think it was KC Sports Network did something. Yeah, we didn't get Premier, did we? No, we did not. Yeah, that's a whole other story there as well. 5 interceptions last year for Great Men, 2-time state champion. Oh, this is speaking of track and field, 2-time state champion in the triple jump. We just got done. Who is that? We just got done with celebrating who? K-State. Winning national championship last week, and then Todd Chikumba, also national champion in the long jump. We just got done seeing a couple of our K-State athletes do work in Eugene, Oregon last week, and we continue with it right here, there as well. And Amok, he placed in the top 20 in a triple jump in the Nike Outdoor Championships. This was a couple of years ago there as well, so... Yep. So yeah. Okay. Yeah. So here we go. This is the point I was getting to right here. Pro Budget Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here on another Friday football edition here with this podcast. We are usually a daily podcast. Once things start to kind of ratchet itself up a little bit more, we're going to go back to being daily podcast, which is obviously all days a week, 7 days a week, including the holidays, which, oh, by the way, I am recording this on June. We got Father's Day weekend this weekend, Juneteenth weekend as well. The 18th happened, it was yesterday. And so I want to acknowledge that here on the show there as well. So you got that going on. But yeah, here we go. So 2023, Avery Johnson, obviously, K-State, right? And that, at that point in time, and I remember this like it was last week. Me and Alex Aiden, which, again, coming soon. I'm going to have him here. Either by the end. No, I better not say that. But he's going to be here at some point in the summer there. We'll get his thoughts solely on the football season last year. And then, of course, yeah, I'm going to probably have to take a break here in a minute. Or we're gonna go ahead and finish this out, and then I'll take care of that business there as well. Hey, somebody's gonna have to move. Yeah, you get all this room. Yeah, all this room. Come on now. But anyway, you can probably tell I am jacked up here on this Friday. Yeah, as well. But yes. Somebody had to do something. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. You should have did that. You should have did that in the first place. But anyway, Avery Johnson back in 2023, that in a 18-year drought of K-State despite all the success that K-State had or has and continues to have, despite the trials of last year, successful season to get the number one player in the state. Right. Okay. So there's that. And then 2 years later, Lincoln Cure chooses K-State over Oregon, who he was, I thought he was number one player as well with a tight end position. But we're going to call it top three just to be safe. And now you just got the number one player in the state this year in Cooper Amok. So it's crazy. And at this point, it's more now. This was the 17th get in the 2027 class. And now that number seems to be growing each and every day because I keep seeing, oh, we got this player. So, and I might, while we're on this recruiting roll here on this Friday edition or Friday, I might do another player segment later on this afternoon. We'll see how my day transpires. But, yeah, I wanted to revisit this. And this will probably be revisited again down the line here as we get y'all set the countdown to K-State football season of 2026. Yeah, 2026 there as well. Man, I'm so fired up there as well. So, yeah, so, that what I just saw, y'all can't see it, but that what I just saw, that worked out in my favor. And for us K-State fans, getting them on playing a state from Great Big Kansas and Cooper on mock, that worked out in our favor. Again, we're all intrigued to see what happens. Again, we have not played a snap yet. We haven't even played a snap. And Colin Klein, Taylor Bratt, and the rest of these football coaches are getting after it. It's awesome to see. It's awesome to see. So hopefully, again, we can see the results match up with everything. So, it's coming. It's coming for sure. The Pro Bunch of Podcasts, all things K-State sports. You can get it. We're our podcast, found for you, maybe daily, or when it's just record. K-State content. We're on Amazon, iTunes, and so much more. Again, we're usually a daily podcast. We come at you. We come out usually, I just said this, daily, and of course, we're scaling back a little bit, the coverage a little bit, just to, because I'm so locked in on other things right now, that I don't have usually the time, because I'm so focused on trying to continue to get work better at my craft on my job. So it's like, as the summer goes along, we're gonna still put out content, so don't worry about that. So but make sure you are subscribed, because at least every Friday you're already getting a football episode, because football is that much closer here as we are in June 19th, 2026. You want to be a part of all the K-State action coming up this fall. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast wherever you see your favorite K-State podcast, and make sure you tell fellow K-Stater about this podcast. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California, Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. It's been another episode right here of the Pro Bunch of Podcasts, all things K-State Sports Cats.